T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam, what's going on?
Hey, well, I like that. That was a nice little intro.
There you go. Always good. Hey, look, I don't think I'm breaking any news here in saying that pitchers are going down left and right, and it has become almost, I don't want to say comical because it's not funny, but, the strength of this team last year was the ability to get outs at almost any period of time, and the strength of this team this year was supposed to be the offense, and it has let them down quite often as of late. I'm not a big bucket of cold water of optimism. I think the optimism is not reigning supreme right now. But give me your thoughts as to where this team stands, because the magic from last year seems to be lost on this year's team.
Yeah, look, and I don't know how you quantify that, but I agree with you. There haven't been the moments that there were last year. Look, every year is different, so it's maybe it's just going to be a different story every season. The offense had been very dormant, as you said, and there's nothing worse than a team that's not hitting, because they look flat, they look dead, they look like they're not trying, even though they're probably trying too hard, and that's part of the reason they're not producing offensively. So it was a very good thing for them to put some crooked numbers on the scoreboard last night, and once again, no surprise, Christian Yelich leads the way. The problem is pitching. And, you know, at the trade deadline, David Stearns was asked, point blank, is this for you a playoff pitching staff? He said he sees it as a playoff caliber staff that can get this team to the playoffs and advance in the playoffs. I think that there's a lot of skepticism about that, and probably rightful skepticism even before Zach Davies goes down, because you go into a season, this is a team that believes in depth. We've talked a lot about how they're doing it with depth a little different way than other postseason teams that build sort of with from aces and then fill out the rest of the staff. This team doesn't have that at all. They went with the young guys. They thought they had enough depth to cover the ups and downs that would come with that. And they've used it all. And then some. I mean, they signed Gio Gonzalez early. They picked up Jordan Lyles in the trade. And they're still down to the very end of their pitching depth as an organization. And that is not a comfortable place to be in as you sit on August 6th. So my sort of feeling going into last night was there's a lot of focus on the offense because, again, nothing worse than a team when it's not hitting. But I think there's far fewer reasons to be worried about the offense than there is to be worried about the pitching and the pitching getting this team through the next 2 months, not just through it, but in a competitive way and trying to sneak into the playoffs.
The pitching on this team, bringing up Faria, bringing up Williams, I had said at the time that what the trades meant was you got depth. It's not necessarily big trades or anything like that, but you got depth. You got guys that can come up as Major League Baseball experienced. Because, I'd said, if you would have told me the 48 hours before the trade deadline that you were going to get, four pitchers, three of which were Major League ready, and you would have given up Jesus Aguilar and a prospect, I would have said, David Stearns was a genius. When those deals were done, I liked the deals because it gave them depth, but you need an anchor. Who's your anchor right now?
No, there is not. I mean, it's Chase Anderson. It really is. I mean, their entire starting rotation now is either on the injured list, in the bullpen, or some combination of having been demoted and injured, Corbin Burns. So Chase Anderson, who started the year as the kind of number six guy and began in the bullpen, is the anchor of your staff right now. And look, they think Zach Davies is going to be short, so that's good. We're going to get info tomorrow on where Jolie Chassin is at. He's not pitched great this year, so it's not like he's some savior coming back. But he's at least, if they can get him healthy, he's a experienced pitcher who, you know, worked some really big innings and really effective innings for this team, you know, in a Brewers uniform. And that is a, that's a good thing to get him back. Maybe the time down will have sort of got something going for him. But they are not in a good place in terms of having that stopper that you sometimes need. I think Brandon Woodruff was that guy for this team early. And as far as what David Stearns did, look, the quote that stood out to me when we talked with him right after the deadline, and I know you're talking to him in a little bit and see if he tells you kind of the same thing. I think they tried to get a big guy. And then circumstances sort of changed. When you think about Chacin and Woodruff both going down right before the deadline, there just became need for multiple arms. And when you have a farm system that just isn't that strong, in part because they've made some aggressive moves to bring in players who have helped, including Christian Yelich, who cost them big-time prospects, took a big dent out of their farm system. I don't think anybody's complaining about that, but it certainly is a factor in what this minor league system, you know, where the ranking is. So the quote that stood out to me, and just to kind of paraphrase what Stern said, is that most contending clubs, he said, they seek to add the highest impact talent that you probably can. He said, oftentimes it's very challenging at a deadline when prices are so extreme. And just my own aside, that's a word you heard a lot about the ask for pitching at the deadline, but that they were just extremely high. And then Stearns goes on, in this case, we thought it was important to add depth to our pitching roster given the injuries and some of the attrition we've had. So I got the sense, you know, he doesn't like to talk a lot about his strategy and sort of what their thinking was. He gives you the very bare bones of what they tried to do and what they pulled off. But I think they went in looking to add a Zach Wheeler, you know, maybe more of an impact type guy. And they just got to a point where they had so much attrition, they had so many guys go down, and so much underperformance by other players that they needed multiple arms. And to do that, it's hard to do both. And I think they went for the depth, and they went for guys with a little flexibility. Pomeranz could start a game for them. He started for the Giants. Faria coming up, he could start a game for them. So they picked up guys that are flexible. And, I mean, that it sounds like he feels like that's sort of the best he could do.
Do you think, offensively speaking right now, this team is where – because I'm sitting here reading – so one of the assessments was that they upgraded their pitching, they got some depth, but one of the areas of soreness is shortstop. And I kind of took a double take at that for a second. And then they started going over the WAR numbers, and they started looking over the last 3 to 4 years for Orlando Arcia. And, yes, defensively he's been good, but he's been very up and down. I put the numbers up last night that – to start the season, he was hitting over 270, and then since, you know, I think it's June 30th, he's hitting like 148. He's never been able to put a full season together. Do you think that they're beginning to look at this thing offensively and saying, look, we've got too many ups and downs, too many alls or nothing on this team, and that they could possibly make some changes coming the offseason?
The problem with that, though, Bill, is that that's kind of the game right now. You know, you can point to this team because it's the team you're watching every day. But I think if we're in any other market having this conversation, they're saying the same thing about their offense, unless it's like the Dodgers or the Yankees or one of these kind of juggernaut clubs. So I think that that's kind of what players are now. And, you know, offense is not – it's never going to be your primary thought about Orlando Arcia. You want him to play stellar defense and then hope he's just a capable offensive player. And the problem with – if we're talking about Arcia specifically this year – it's he's not been a stellar defensive player for stretches for the reasons that are kind of a mystery to me and I think a mystery to the club a little bit. There shouldn't be a reason for a player to slump on defense. But he sort of did, especially in that little stretch where they first called up Saladino and kind of called Orlando Arcia out a little bit for you know, just the expectation being higher for what he was going to give you defensively. But we're picking on one guy, and you know, look, there has been a step back for a number of hitters on this club that were just, by the nature of being everyday guys, are critical to what they do offensively. Jesus Aguilar, now he's departed. Travis Shaw has just been a major disappointment all season. There's no way around that. I think Arcia has been, he's been okay. He was actually good on this. He's been very good on this road trip. But there's been just ups and downs in his game. Lorenzo Cain talks very openly about how disappointed he is in himself for not being the igniter offensively that he was for this club last year when he was such an on-base machine. There's lots of guys that offensively have not produced at the level that they thought they would produce. And the result is that it's a middle of the National League offense. And I think that's a surprise for the ballpark they play in, the players they have, the investments they made in Moustakas and Grandal, and then getting payoff, both those guys making the All-Star team. It's surprising. They're ninth in the National League in runs scored. And I think that surprises everybody. But again, I just think if we're looking at the bigger problem, it's still the pitching. And they're going to have to answer, if we're looking ahead to the offseason, they're going to have to answer some really hard questions about whether this philosophy of kind of doing it with depth is something that works, and whether they need to acquire more of an anchor guy to lead the way and then develop your own players, Woodruff, Burns, Peralta behind that.
Adam, always good. We'll kind of follow up with some of these questions with David Stearns coming up here about 10, 15 minutes. But always enjoy chatting, pal, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.